Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on this, I'm going to say, a beautiful, sunny Sunday evening here in the UK. It's been an absolutely amazing day. Sun was shining when I woke up this morning to the birds singing, and I can't think of anything better than sun shining on a beautiful, sunny Sunday day. Welcome to the show. If you want to get yourselves involved with the show today, it's quite simple. All you need to do is to dial 760-283-4611. That's if you are in the United States of America. And if you are outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to come on to the Skype and communicate to us through the Skype, all you need to do is go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you will see the show page. That's where you will see our chat room. And at the beginning of that show page there, you will see a Skype icon. All you need to do is simply just press that icon and you will be there. And we will see you come through live into the studio. Today we've got we have an amazing show lined up here for you today. We've got an amazing guest. A guest that actually really is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM, because my guest is exactly the same guest who was on last week. He was that amazing, that spot on with every communication he gave. We just had to have him back. So welcome back there, Jonathan Brown. How are you doing?
How's it going, Mike? It's good to be back here with you again on your radio show.
Well, you know, Jonathan, the pleasure is all mine. It really is. As I said there in the introduction, that, you know, every reading that you did do last week was absolutely amazing, spot on. And even to the point, Jonathan, of where we actually talked after the show and communicated a few days after the show, where you give me a reading.
I did, Mike. Yep.
And I must say, Jonathan, absolutely spot on, you know. And I will say to you that I've never had a communication like that in a long, long, long time. So, you know, I take my hat off to you, Jonathan. You have an amazing gift. You're an amazing worker for the spirit world. And, you know, I do believe that when the spirit world chooses us, they chose a good one within yourself. So, you know, I want to applaud you and thank you so much for that reading that you gave me.
Bless you, Mike. Honoured as always, but as I will always say to anybody, you know, as you all know, it's the biggest honour and blessing to be us and do what we do, because we work with spirit for the higher self. So thank you very much, but the personal credit I still leave to spirit.
Well, definitely, you know, it is all down to the spirit world. But, you know, it's down to us as a channel to deliver that message.
It is,
in the correct way, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, I applaud you for that, because you've done an amazing job at delivering that message to me, which was, you know, actually very much needed at that time in my life, very much needed. And, you know, it's kind of given me the goal. And, you know, Jonathan, we talked on the show, and we talked after the show, and we talked in our reading about the contract that we have with the spirit world. And it made me think, because I was thinking about, well, yes, this contract that we spoke about, of course we have a contract, of course it's there in a blueprint. But I thought to myself, I made my contract over 23 years ago to the spirit world. And I thought to myself, it's about time I updated my contract, so to speak, even though that it doesn't have to be, you know, written down in stone.
Yeah.
So I kind of found myself sat here in Studio One, renegotiating, if you like, and rewriting out my contract to the spirit world. And I must say, I feel a million times better, Jonathan. I really do.
Yeah, you know, good for you, Mike. Similarly, I made my contract quite a long time ago, but I won't say it was as long ago as you made yours. 2007 is when I really signed my contract, and I've revised it 2 times, Mike. You know, it's not that I'd want to take it back, but it's good to look over it, re-speak to Spirit, check that you're holding your own, doing all the things that you should do, and maybe sometimes things need to be added to the contract or something like that, you know. So again, I can give some reflection on that. That's a good thing that you've done, and it reinforces it in your own mind and fresh with your own spirit.
Most definitely. And, you know, that's exactly what I did. You know, I sat there and just found myself from the beginning right way until the end and, you know, signing that and allowing the spirit world to see that thought process, that contract that's in front of us. And, you know, I think to myself, really, of what I've now done, I've given the spirit world and myself something to work towards for the next foreseeable future. Until, as you say, you know, things need to be re-added or something needs to be subtracted or whatever it may be. But yeah. I know that that's taken in consideration in the spirit world, and things will develop quite nicely from there on in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
John, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, because I know we didn't have much chance last week to talk to you about the things that's coming up in your life. There's I know you've got a tour coming up, haven't you? And that's a tour to Spain.
Yeah, back in Spain. I'm going out there on the 28th of April. I've been going over a few years now, so I've got a few clients that I'll be seeing for sort of personal sittings and readings and things. I've already had a lot of those fired through asking me when I'm there. I'm doing the Salon Variety Theatre in Fuengirola on Saturday the 3rd of May. With the possibility of doing a return night the night after on Sunday the 4th. I've also got a psychic supper. There's a little place in Almadina known as Sunny Dreams. I'm there on Friday the 9th of May doing a return visit from what I did last time. And I'm also raising some money for the Keegan Appeal, and we're doing a raffle there that evening as well to add some more money to those funds.
Absolutely perfect. So if we have got people out in Spain that's listening, which I know that we have, Jonathan, we have people all over the world listening, there's where they can get hold of you. And what's the name of that theatre again?
The theatre in Spain is the Salon Variety Theatre, and that's in Fuengirola.
In Fuengirola. Absolutely, yeah. Perfect. So, you know, if you want to see Jonathan there, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is to go along. Can they purchase tickets early to avoid the disappointment there, Jonathan?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they can telephone the box office directly in Spain, and the number for that, Mike, is 952-474542. Okay. Or they can go book directly online at www.salonvarieties, spelled V-A-R-I-E-T-E-S, theatre.com. Or they can purchase them there on the evening, I believe, as well.
Perfect. Okay, so I know that you're doing lots here in the UK, and in fact, we will have some big announcements to announce I've got all that wrong. I need to get my teeth in. Not that I wear false teeth, John. Please don't build up this pitch in your mind now. But in the foreseeable future, that we will have some exciting news to bring to everyone about. Not just returning as a guest to Mike Spirit FM, but maybe in time, we'll see what happens of maybe Jonathan Brown, maybe a part of Mike Spirit FM, and that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Like I said, we've had some conversations. Would you a visit? I'm sure me and Spirit can hat you out in your 2 week absence, Mike.
Definitely, and you know, and that, again, eases such a pressure off my mind, because, you know, going back maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, I thought that, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to overcome this? And next thing you know, it's like an answer to my prayer, Jonathan. Here you are.
That was Spirit again, Mike.
Of course, definitely. You know, we may think that, you know, our lives have turned around for some reason, or we think that things have happened in our lives. But, you know, Spirit has a hand to play in most things and in almost everything that we do. And Spirit will lead us to where we need to be, isn't it?
That's right, Mike. Yeah, they always do.
You know, and as I'm saying about Spirit will lead us to where we need to be, I need to tell people here, Jonathan, of where they can send an email to because I am going out to America come July. And if you are in America and you are listening, I know that there's lots of people on the phone lines even as we speak. I know that lots of you are in America. Then grab yourself a pen and paper, because I'm just about to give out an email address of where you need to send an email to find out where I'm going to be in July in America. And you need to send an email to MikeDavisTour@AOL.com, and I'll spell the Davis you, because I know, see, Jonathan, there's different spellings of where you go around the world, isn't it?
That's right, Mike.
Because you're in the UK, Davis is Davis, but out in America, it's pronounced as Davies. So it's MikeDavies tour@AOL.com. Send yourselves an email there. And that's where you will find all the information out of where I'm going to be, what state I'm going to be visiting, or what states, should I say, that I will be visiting there in America. And, you know, bless your heart, Junior will be replying to all your emails if you just want to know. In fact, Jonathan, you know, it's because America is such a big place. Junior's even offered, if people are coming from away, that you'll be able to find them a hotel or a room or somewhere where they can just eat. So send yourselves an email. To June, and the email address again is MikeDavisTour@AOL.com. Be able to find out where I'm going to be. Jonathan.
Yes, Mike.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell us a little bit more of, you know, because we know that you're going to Spain. I know that you also travel to Ireland a lot as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm already back in Ireland. I'm going over the start of June, although I'm only there for 11 days. I've got quite a lot of private sittings again. I'm doing a one-day mediumship development workshop and a one-day spiritual awareness and development workshop in Ireland. I've just been over previously doing angel workshops and spiritual awareness and development workshops.
Okay, so very busy, in and out of the country. Can't fault you, and you know, I applaud you for doing the work of the spirit, because, you know, that's what we're here to do, isn't it?
Indeed, Mike. Yes, it is, you know.
So how can people get a hold of you, Jonathan?
The many ways people can get a hold of me, Mike. Again, the website is www.jonathan-brown-medium.co.uk, but it's currently in the process of getting revamped. The main ways would be the Facebook, and again it's Jonathan Brown Spiritualist Medium, and there's the main account and the business account. I'm also on Twitter. People needing to catch me directly on Skype is Jonathan Brown Earth Angel, all one word. English phone number is for inquiries, appointments, business is 07940504188.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, we're going to go to a piece of music now, Jonathan. This is actually a request that we've had in, and I hope that you're going to enjoy this, Jonathan, because I like this song. So let's just kick back and enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Oh.
What an absolutely amazing song, isn't it?
It is, Mike.
The Power of Love.
By Gabriel Aplin.
You got it. You got it all in one.
Indeed.
Okay. So, John, I'm intrigued more about you. I'm intrigued, and I'm sure all the listeners are more intrigued about you, because I know that you do so much work for the spirit world. You do so much good work for the spirit world. How can we get a hold of, well, we know we can get a hold of you. How can we see you around the UK? Are you touring around the UK? Are you doing any work around the UK?
Currently, I'm sort of up and down the country, Mike, visiting various sort of clients and demonstrations. Not actually touring this year. I would say looking into getting that done next year or maybe the year after. I've been going through a lot of change with Spirit, and I know they want me to change the direction I'm working as much as I've been doing international work outside of England. I teach as well, and it's important when you teach to be there for students.
Yes, I got to agree with you. Yes, definitely.
Because they need that sort of regularity and that support. And again, I'm quite maxed out with my teaching groups. I'm currently looking for someone bigger. So there's a few balls in the air, but I've kind of left it to Spirit because, as you'll know, Mike, they'll sort of show me how they want it played out.
Of course, definitely. And that's one thing that they will always do, isn't it? You know, they'll give you the direction. And, you know, I do the same thing, John, about teaching classes and so on there. And, you know, I only started doing this for a few particular people. And, you know, when that kind of came to an end there, I thought to myself, my job here is to continue doing what I'm doing for the spirit world, continue in allowing the other students there to go forward within their work for the spirit world. And, you know, isn't it amazing? Because what's happened now that I've already got like four of them out working in their own right. And to me, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about helping, guiding other people into the direction that they need to be in their lives, isn't it?
Of course it is, Mike. Yeah, teaching is something that's very, very dear to my heart indeed.
Oh, definitely. You know, and you know, isn't it amazing when we go through things in our lives and we think to ourselves, oh, I can't be bothered anymore because my life has turned around and, oh, this is so bad. And, you know, we kind of go there, don't we? And then something just changes like a snap of a finger. And we realize, no, we are spirit within. And we are doing what we do for spirit. And let's revert back to that contract. Because that will tell us where we need to go from there on. And that's exactly where I found myself in that position of going back to my roots, if you like, and allowing the spirit world to connect with me absolutely perfect. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, Mike. It's very much an inward journey. It's a reflection that we're all the same, we're all one. We just reflect that differently down here on the earth plane at different times. And sometimes people don't understand when we're coming in a way of love, but they don't necessarily see or perceive it in that way. Because there's still things that they have to learn on their pathway. But everything comes from a place of love, for everything is unconditional, Mike.
It is, and that's what it's about. It's unconditional, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, John, I think that the time has come that we open up the phone lines. Do you?
I've got a little ringing in my ear, Mike, so I think we should.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines and let's see that, you know, we have got quite a few people online at the moment, which is fantastic. But again, if you want to get yourselves involved with the show today, what you need to do, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, then you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to connect on Skype, at the top of the show page there, you'll find the Skype icon button. Just press that and follow the online screen instructions to get through to the studio. Or if you do need that link to the show page, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And that's where you will find all the information you need to find. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 310 and say, hi, 310, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, is this Vince?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Vince.
Hi.
Vince, hand you over to my amazing guest, and I know that you're going to have a fantastic reading here with Jonathan. So, Jonathan, this is Vince, and it's all over to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Hi again, Vince.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And yourself?
I've been better.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see who wants to come in from the world of spirit. I know. As you're first being introduced, I've got a lady coming through from the world of spirit, okay? She's a nice lady, nice energy. She comes in behind you and you get a couple of things. You get a little tinkly feeling across your face sometimes, like you've walked into cobwebs. And you'd also get a shivery feeling down the back of your spine, like someone's walked over your grave. Mediums explain this as clairsentiently picking up on spiritual energy, okay?
Okay,
now I know you said you've been better, so we'll find out how she's coming in. I'll just start off with the lady. This is a grandma connection to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, she's on about putting one foot in front of the other foot at the moment, okay? So it's having to take things slow and steady is important for you right now. So it's not rushing anything, okay? And work is significant. And I also feel there's been a bereavement.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there is, in an odd way there has been, but not in death per se of a person.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a passing. They just said bereavement, the word. Yeah, and that's a part of something dying for something new. Very, very much so. It's very much, they take me to your heart, okay? But I'm not talking physically. I'm talking emotionally, okay? Because you're getting some healing, and as I said, you're not your happiest at the moment.
Right.
Okay, they're showing me two people around you, but when I say two people around you, I'm talking about two people here on the earth plane, okay?
Okay.
And it's like they've been cut off and you're on your own. You understand
right.
this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this family that I'm talking about? Because they're bringing the family energy in, okay? And I feel there's been a bit of a fallout or a dispute.
Yeah.
Okay. This is very hard for you because you're kind of... It's like firing cannonballs in the water. that means you're not making much headway or progress at all with it, okay? And it's not that the other two are either.
Right.
Where does the financial side come into this, please?
A job loss.
Right, okay, yeah, because it's the financial element. Okay, but... Okay, you know, what more can you do than what you're doing right now?
Just keep looking.
Exactly, okay? That's what I'm saying. You've got these energy coming in from these other people. Okay, well, we'll get to the good news anyway, because next month, the May month, is your month. They've just put starry lights around it, and I really feel that's when it's going to turn around. You've got to look for the third week in May with the job coming in, okay?
Okay.
Whereabouts in America are you?
I live in Los Angeles.
Okay, so I've got a Californian connection to give you.
Yeah.
Okay, now... The job's really going to tie in around that area because that's what they're bringing in. And you've had a bit of a rough ride with work over the last 3 years.
It's actually been more like the last 7 years, but yeah.
It's more so the three out of the seven, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You've done your seven-year period by next month. We have seven-year cycles in life, and I keep telling this to people. It's going to be a better seven-year cycle, okay? On a personal note, though, you've got to have a little bit more faith in yourself because you've been hit with brick wall, brick wall, brick wall, brick wall, and you're starting to doubt yourself a bit now as well, okay?
Yeah.
Don't. Come on. Smile on your face. Head up. Go forward. It's all there. Put it out to the universe, okay? You'd also have your father's father. Your father's father would come through from the world of spirit.
Okay.
he would be with you very, very much, trying to help you with the work situation.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Also probably my father too.
Yeah. The initial connection I pick up, and I'm still going to say, is your father's father. He's the one that I've got coming here at the minute, and it doesn't mean father's not coming in as well. I can only work with the link that I have. As he's coming in, because I know this man was a very practical man, and he would have worked and all that sort of stuff, and I know he's helping you out there, okay? It's actually three males in the world of spirit that are around you.
Three male spirits?
Yes, three men.
Okay.
I got three men around you a lot.
Two of them. One would be my grandfather, and one would be my mother's side, and the other one would be my father. But I don't know who the third one might be.
I've got somebody coming in on an uncle connection.
Probably could have been my father's brother.
The gentleman's definitely coming in as an uncle connection, and I want to say you've got the three males around you, quite a lot. You're not on your own, and you know that enough because you rang the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. symbolically, I just want to give you some cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
It's probably meaning like food, because partial to cheese at all.
Okay, it's what they're showing me. You can bring a bit of humor with it as well, but yeah, it's looking after yourself and giving you some food. They're laughing about last month now, but in a humorous way. Please take this in a light-hearted way. The March month, could anything else have just gone wrong last month?
I'm trying to think. Nothing that I can think of. I might think about it later. I'm trying to...
How much would you say things went your way last month?
One thing.
Yeah, so they're telling me it's like what did go your way last month.
Getting a job. I got a job, and then on Thursday I lost it.
Yeah, but out of the whole month, it was only one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. They're saying what really could have gone right last month. Not a lot did.
No.
Even if you look now, you lost the job which you got, which was the one thing that you got last month.
Right.
However, it's meant to be. It's stepping stones.
Right.
Please remember the third week in May. It's very beneficial with the work connection, and... There's a man in the physical world that's going to give you that job.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to come from a gentleman. You're going to have to dress smart.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Please be aware it's about a 7-year period. I'm going to reiterate that. But this is coming in from now, and again... just to really stress the work as I brought in at the start, this change there, the third week in May is going to be very beneficial. So just keep going. You've got about another 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, I want to find out. There was somebody about 20 years ago that I left behind lives in another country. She's the one that got away, and I'm just wondering. I got in contact with her about 2 years ago, and there hasn't been much contact since. But I'm just wondering if I'm gonna ever hear from her again, or if she's gonna try and contact me, or if I should just leave it be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Straight away, there is gonna be contact again, but I get it in 3 years.
3 years.
3 years from now, and naturally that's going to happen. I mean, I can't tell you, as Mike will know as well, we can only give people guidance because you've got your own free will, but
right.
the feeling that I've got coming through for now is just leave it.
Okay. Okay.
But it will happen, and it will come back in naturally.
Okay, but then she still has feelings for me.
Yes, and you still have feelings for her.
Oh, absolutely. And one more quick thing. Tomorrow I'm going in, or not tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm going into court for an arraignment for a traffic ticket I got. And I don't have the money to pay the bail, but I'm sure that the court's going to give me the trial anyway. But I'm just wondering, when it does go to trial, if I fight the traffic ticket that I got, am I going to win it, or am I going to have to lose it and pay it?
Okay, I hope you still send me love, but Spirit, tell me you're going to get booked.
Okay, I still send you love. All right.
If you know it's coming, you can deal with it, but there'll be a way of paying it. They'll make a way of paying it, as in you don't have to pay it all in one go.
Right.
But you're meant to have it for a reason, so just smile, be nice, and drive careful.
Yes, I will. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my friend.
All right.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Hey, well, thank you, Vince, for calling, and thank you, Jonathan, for that amazing reading again there. And Vince, remember, you can always go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of that reading, and you can listen to it over and over again. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful day there. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
John, it's time for you to put your feet up because we've got our next caller here. We have a Skype caller. And hello there to our Skype caller.
Hello, I'm Karen.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up a little bit there, please.
Hello, I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Holland.
Perfect. Okay, and well, let me work with you there, Karen, because I know that, see, that it's my turn, turn for Jonathan to put his feet up. So let me just start off here by making you aware that as I'm connecting to the spirit world here, I'm aware of a beautiful gentleman that comes close to my vibration. This gentleman, I know that as he comes forward, he makes me aware of being like a fatherly kind of a figure, because I know he wants to wrap his arms around me and he wants to hold me tight. So do you understand your father for me, please, that's in the spirit world?
Yes, he is.
And would I be right in saying to you that he was a very strong character, a very strong man when he was here with us? He would always kind of put you in the direction that you needed to be in at that time. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
And he tells me here, as he's linking here with you, that there's a need to push you into a new direction in your life. You feel as if things are changing quite dramatically in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all right.
And I know, see, as your father communicates here with me, he tells me here that when he went home to the spirit world, I know that he would have needed some care. I know that he would have needed a little bit of looking after before he passed. Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Bless his heart, because I know that he joins us. And, you know, as he displays his wonderful vibration around you, I know he wants me to say here to you that, you know, keep on that pathway, but, you know, bring in the change because it's good for you. It's good for your energy. I know that you work for the spirit world. I'm not going to say that I don't, because I do know that you work for the spirit world. But would I be right in saying to you that you're kind of wanting to expand upon this at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
See, because he talks to me of expanding, and he says to me that things in your life at the moment, you're trying to cram everything all in one go. Is that right?
Yep.
Bless him. I don't know if your mum is there as well, but I'm keep hearing the word mum. So do you understand your mother for me, please, in the spirit world?
Yes, she is.
And your mother, if I said to you that she would have carried a little bit of weight before she passed, is that right?
Yes.
And I know that she makes me aware, see, that there's something to do with my stomach here. I don't know if your mum passed with, like, cancer or something to do with this. Bless her heart, because I know that's what she gives me. And I know that she makes me aware that it was so hard towards the end of her life for her, because she didn't want to accept this. She didn't want to accept that she was going to go home when she did, because she feels as if she had so much more to give in her. At that time. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
See, because I know that's what she brings into my awareness here, that I've got so much more to give. I've got so much more that I want to give to you. And I believe it's your mum that would have inspired you to do exactly what you're doing right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
See, because I know that your mum is such a lovely energy there in the spirit world, that she will do absolutely anything to be with you. And I know that me and Jonathan spoke about in the beginning there about contracts and so on there for the spirit mm-hmm. world. And in some way, I want to invite Jonathan in on this reading because I know Jonathan's an amazing communicator there for the spirit world. And, you know, it's almost as if you've like been renegotiating your contract of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Because I know that's what she talks to me about here, about that you've been kind of exactly what I've been doing, rewriting out and getting my contract down to the pinpoint fine art there. And I know that after speaking with Jonathan that that's what I've been doing, and I know that that's what you've been doing as well. And I know it creates a perfect balance there. excuse me. Now, why does your mum... See, your mum was more the softer lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, she could also be very hard.
Okay, but I know that she makes a way of being softer with you at the moment because she's using the word sympathetic. I want to be more sympathetic with you at the moment because there's a need. See, I don't know, Karen, if there's been like a parting, you've had to leave something go or you've had to push something away. Do you understand that there's been a parting?
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's been the very hardest thing that you've had to do in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
See, because she talks to me about this parting and it's kind of ripped us apart from inside out. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, all of it.
See, because I know that's what she tells me, that it's ripped you apart and, you know, you're having to try and rebuild your life from this, and it's proven to be very difficult at the moment. But I know, see, with the power of the spirit behind you, nothing is impossible, okay? Nothing is impossible. I know that you will achieve this day. Jonathan, do you want to come in here as well? Because I know that, you know, kind of, I want to tag team up on this one.
Okay, sure. The lady that you're talking about, Mike, in the world of spirit, which would be the mum.
Yes.
She's got a lovely energy, but she was laughing to me whilst you two were having a conversation, whilst you were giving your messages, because she liked to chuckle. You understand this? Okay. She's also on your hair. Have you changed your hair, please?
Yes, I did.
Okay. But she's chuckling at you because it's so you.
Yeah, and that's true.
She's telling me that she is really happy about the decisions that you've made, and this year really kicked off for you in January. You started making things happen, and if we'd kind of gone that 6 months ago, I kind of want to say you were a bit lost, but at the same time, I don't want to say you were lost because you never feel lost because you have a good spirit connection.
I've
got to talk more about your spirit work, though, because more of it should be happening for you this year.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Very, very much so. Do you do any of it on stage?
Sometimes.
See, I'm told you should be on stage again.
Okay.
Jonathan, that's exactly what I'm getting there, that, you know, you kind of need to expand a little more now because you kind of kept it into, like, one area, and I feel as if I want to push you out into every direction possible because, you know, you don't give yourself enough credit for what you do, is that right?
Yeah, that's and
I'm also brought Mike to tell a lady about Germany.
A lady in Germany?
No, I'm talking to you, honey. I'm to tell you from Mum, and she's saying Germany. I think you should maybe be doing some work that way, or there's a contact that way that would have some work for you.
Okay. I keep it in mind.
Please do keep it in mind. Spirit will provide final confirmation for that anyway.
Okay, thank you.
As you know. I want to give you some roses.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. She's just bringing the roses through there. She's got a smile on her face. And she's on about the birthday this month.
There's a birthday, but it's from my daughter.
It's fine. She didn't say it was yours. She's just acknowledging the birthday that's this month. We'll start with the April month, okay?
Yeah.
You're going on holiday.
Yes, I am.
she's happy. She's talking about you going on holiday, but she's gonna fly there a lot quicker than you are.
I know.
Although she's telling me to tell you to pack your suitcase.
Okay.
But hurry up and pack your suitcase.
Now already.
Okay. she would be a very organized lady like you.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why she just comes in with the sense of humor. You've been spring cleaning.
Yeah, a little, but I have to do more.
You haven't paid much attention to your lights.
No, my lights.
Lights.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. Well, do it when you come back from holiday.
Okay, I will.
Do you understand, please, a gentleman coming through from the world of spirit? I have a name very much, it's like an Yvonne-sounding name. Like an Yvonne.
Yeah, but Yvonne is like my sister, and my sister is still here.
Okay, well, it's a gentleman coming through from the world of spirit. It's giving that name, and it's still the gentleman connection that I want to give. So,
okay.
Is father in spirit?
Yes, my father in spirit.
Okay, so it's father coming through talking about the sister connection then, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now, he's scratching his head. And I want to say he's got a full head of hair in the world of spirit.
Yeah, he has.
Okay. Now, he's on about you, the sister, and one more person.
Mm-hmm.
There's the three that he's watching over.
Yeah, three daughters.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You'd make a drink for Dad.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is when he was here, you'd make him a drink.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, because he could just give me the memory link about you making him the drink, okay?
Yeah.
And he thanked you for that.
Okay.
You made it well.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, he's talking about the decision that you have with home.
Yeah.
Okay, you planning to possibly move or change the home, do some alterations or anything like that around the home?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. He's giving me, like, the go-ahead, the good energy with it.
Okay.
So whatever you're thinking, go for it, do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, you understand a very, 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 very small dog in the world of spirit.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, because he's like that little, the rat thing is here. which has put a smile on your face, which is wonderful. Okay. Then I want to give you lemons.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, have you got any idea why I'm giving you the lemons?
I think so.
Okay, it's fine. Spirit always provide what they provide, and it's lemons. Your father's giving me lemons.
Yeah,
I have to give
you
lemons.
It's for losing weight, I think.
Okay. But you have lost some weight.
Well, I wish it was more, because I need to.
Yeah, but please acknowledge what you have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is it 3 pounds so far?
Okay.
I'm asking you if you've lost 3 pounds so far.
No, not yet.
No, nearly.
Yeah, nearly.
Okay. I think next time you get on it will be 3 pounds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? If you keep at it, you're going to lose about a pound a week.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that will make you happy.
Okay, thank you. I needed it.
Yeah, one last thing. There's a child energy in the world of spirit as well I want to acknowledge for you.
Okay.
It's just come in next to Dad in the world of spirit.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's fine. We're just acknowledging it for you because it's important that energy is through too, okay? And
is it my granddad or my grandmother?
No. You're in the child energy in the world of spirit.
Okay.
Then Dad's talking about the singing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, you do lots of singing. Dad's saying, can you do more singing, please?
Okay, I will.
You also sing things from your childhood now as an adult.
Yeah, I do. I do for my grandchild.
Uh-huh. Because he's on about that. He likes that and he remembers that because he would have sang that with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
You still have a little teddy bear thing from your childhood.
Well, I don't have anything anymore, but I remember.
Yeah, okay, it's the memory link then, because Dad's showing me this, okay, and you would have really liked that, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Dad's showing me that, you know, you'd want to bring it everywhere.
Yeah, that's
when
correct.
When you were little, okay?
Yeah. It was a koala bear.
Okay, yeah, I see a little bear thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Dad's talking about a car, too.
Yeah.
And I'm to tell you that the car's good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. No worries there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, just one last thing. Have you been to the doctor?
No, I didn't.
No, but you're having a problem with your tooth.
No, I don't have any problem with my tooth.
I get like mouth or tooth from Dad.
Okay. I talked about it, but I didn't go.
Okay, but you should be going.
Oh. He wants me to keep all tooth, I think.
Pardon?
He wants me to keep all tooth.
He's telling me to tell you to go to, like, the doctor or whatever, and he's talking about your tooth. So, I would go.
Dentist, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I go.
Yeah,
I will.
He's laughing because you don't like the dentist.
No. But I have good teeth.
You still need to go to the dentist.
Okay, thank you.
I guess you do have good teeth.
Thank you.
Just one last. Do you link the Maria name for me, please?
Oh, Maria. Maria is for me very important in the afterworld.
Yeah, okay, because I've just got this lady coming through, okay, and she's just coming and give you a hug.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and I have been with you every step of the way over the last 16, 18 months.
Ah, nice.
Okay?
Nice, yes.
She's smiling, she's happy, and she also is making me give you roses.
Ah, thank you.
Okay. I love you so much, honey, she's saying.
I love you too.
Yeah, kiss, kiss. Mwah. Yeah. And she, you pray every night.
Yeah, I do.
And she sits with you whilst you're doing your prayers.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're wonderful, you're beautiful. Go live life and be happy, and she'll see you in many, 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 many years down the line.
Okay, I hope so.
Indeed. And with that, I'm going to leave you all there, light and love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bless you.
Bless you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. Karen, I still have stuff I want to give you, and you know, there's certainly this emotion that's tied to him. I feel there's lots of tears, there's lots of upset, because I believe that there's been a recent passing, there, Karen, in your life. Do you understand of this recent passing, please?
Yes, I do.
Because I know I'm looking at someone's burial place here, and for some reason I want to hold up a flag, so I know that this would result in something, somebody of is an authoritative position or somebody that's very close to you. Maybe that this would be, yes, it's somebody that's close to you, and I know that's where the emotion, that's where the tears, that's where the upset and hurt comes in. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know that, as Jonathan mentioned there about your prayers every evening, this one is included into your prayers at the end of every evening, is that right?
Yes, it is.
You know, I know I'm feeling your tears, I'm feeling your emotion, and I know that, see, you're not sleeping right, Karen, at the moment, are you?
Not really. I can be a good sleeper, but not, at the moment it's very bad.
Bless your heart, because I know that's what I'm aware of, that my sleep pattern is all out of the window.
Yeah.
I believe that you're waking every few hours of the night. I know that it's kind of like startling you. It's almost as if I want like to start sweating, like cold sweats, because I know it's It's not scaring me or frightening me, but it's shocking me. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I understand.
And, you know, for some reason I'm being told about treading carefully. You know, I know I need to interpret that right by saying that to you that have you not been a little bit out of sorts yourself? Have your balance not been quite right at the moment?
Yeah, that's correct.
See, bless your heart, because I know that I'm aware of my legs here and I feel I'm a little bit out of sorts. You know, Karen, for some reason, I believe I want to talk to you more about teachings and about understanding and not so much developing yourself there, bless you, but developing others. Do you understand that you take classes at the moment?
Yeah.
See, and I know I want to see that you, that you're thinking of expanding this. You want to make it bigger. Do you understand that you wanted to make it bigger?
Yeah, I do.
See, isn't that beautiful of how close the spirit world are there to you? Yeah. Able to work through me and through Jonathan and display of how close they are there to you. You know, this one, the recent passing, the flag I've got, so close in your life, will always remain in your life. But, you know, there's one thing you have to remember. That, you know, I'm being told to have loved and have to lost is better than never to have loved at all. Do you understand of this?
Yes, very much.
You know, and that's what I feel I so need to give to you at the moment. And you know, if I could, I would wrap my arms around you, because I know that's how close the spirit world are to you at the moment. And you know, I keep getting them running past me all the time, behind me. It's like as if I've got energies that keep running past me. You feel that and you see that there, Karen, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
See, because I know that's what I'm seeing and that's what I'm feeling here. And, you know, there's lots of children, and I know whenever I'm aware of children in the spirit world, that always makes me feel happy, because I know that it's a beautiful energy there with you. So you please take the love of the spirit world. I know that they're so close there with you. The information is brought through with myself and with Jonathan. It's been absolutely amazing. Karen, I want to say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much for a good reading, and thank you, the spirit world, also as well.
You're welcome.
Have a
wonderful
day, and remember, always download that reading. Always download a copy of it in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Jonathan, let's go. We need to go to a music break there, Jonathan, don't we?
If you think we do, Mike.
I think we do. And, you know, I want to play this one, Jonathan, because, you know, when you listen to a certain piece of music and it makes you feel woof, right there, and you're connected so strong?
Totally so, yeah.
I think of this piece of music just the other day, and, you know, I always used to play it before every demonstration I ever done. And, you know, I was sat here on and I was thinking, what am I going to play tonight? And there it came straight in. to end off by saying I got wings to fly, Jonathan. I don't know what happened to the end of that.
Maybe it's a message for us all, Mike. We've all got wings to fly.
Most definitely. Most definitely. But never mind. That's okay. We heard most of it. Let's go back to...
I can sing the end for you if you want, Mike.
Go on then, Jonathan. You give it to us.
I've got wings to fly. There you go.
Oh, what about the rest of it? Alive. That's it. That's the end of it.
It's a joint show, Mike. Come on, we're both going to do it.
Okay. You know, Jonathan, I did sing live once on here. We had a competition, and it was running for a few months, you know, with another host, Nick Humphries, in fact, and we'd done a Christmas special show, and we did do a sing-off, and John and I won. I won because he forgot his words. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Couldn't believe it. I'll find the show, and I'll play it one day. You never know. You never know. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 207 and say, hi, 207, are you there with us?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Rowena.
Okay, Rowena, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Maine, the USA, Maine.
Okay, I know exactly where that is, because that's, in fact, where I'm going to be visiting in Maine.
Really?
So let me give you an email address there, Rowena. Which is Mike Davies, or Davis, that we say here in the UK, Davies, tour@AOL.com. You send an email there, and the lady Junie will let you know exactly where I'm going to be when I'm out in Maine in July.
Oh.
So send that email.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I actually wrote your email down earlier.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're gonna swap order now if it's all right, Mike. Because Spirit tell me you got to do this one, I'll do the next one.
No problem at all, Jonathan. That's fine with me. So,
yeah.
Rowena, let me work with you and let me bring a communication in here for you because thank you. Okay, there's a lady that communicates here with me straight away. A lady that I want to tie there with you, Rowena. A lady that I feel I want to bring like through like a motherly kind of a vibration with this lady because I feel so much motherly around you. I know that this lady makes me aware towards the end of her life that she just slipped away in the end to the spirit world, even though that she would have suffered for somewhat time, but she just slipped away in the end. Do you understand of your mother there for me, Rowena, that would have been like that me in the spirit world?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And she makes me aware that she was the kind of lady in this life when she was here with us, that she was the kind of person that would always give you direction, would always find heart, would always find light of any subject, and would always find a way around things there, Rowena. Do you understand of that with your mum?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, she tells me that you've been calling upon her energy, you've been wishing that she would stay with you at the moment, because... She says to me that I need to be around you because you need some direction in your life, Rowena, at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
See, and she says to me that, you know, it's been very difficult for yourself. It's been very hard for yourself to digest of what's been going on in your life. Do you understand her?
Yes.
And I know that she talks to me here of the things that... that's going on, she says to me. It's heart-wrenching, isn't it? It's pulling you down in some way. Do you understand this?
Yes, I actually have a question for you.
Okay, we'll get your question now in just a minute. She talks to me here certainly about someone else, okay, that's in your life. I don't know whether this is a gentleman that's in your life at the moment that's making things very difficult for yourself. Do you understand that?
That would probably be my ex-husband.
Okay, and you're finding it hard to deal with that, is that right?
Yes.
And I know that she tells me here... Okay, I know that she tells me there that the way for you to do this is, you know, don't retaliate, because the more you retaliate, the more he's doing. Do you understand this?
Did you say don't retaliate?
Yes, don't retaliate.
Okay, yeah. not. Okay. Yeah.
Good, because I know that the more that you retaliate, the more ammunition, if you like, he has, because you're retaliating to the things that he is doing and saying there. But I know that there is somebody else here in the spirit world. There's a gentleman, I believe that this gentleman passed very quickly with a heart problem here, because I know I'm aware of my heart. I know I'm aware that I would have passed very instantly to the spirit world, because he tells me one big deep breath and off I go to the spirit world. In fact, I don't feel as if he's all that old, if I can say that there to you. I feel maybe around 56, 57 of when he passed, bless him. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me?
My real dad passed away when he was 54.
Okay, that's close enough for me. Okay, and would I be right in saying it was the heart that took your dad over?
I'm not really sure, because he had cancer.
Bless him. Okay.
I thought he died of cancer.
Okay, well, I know that he gives me issues here to do with my heart, almost as if it just stopped beating. And as I said, one big deep breath and home I go
right.
to the world. Now, would I be right in saying that you, with if this is your father, that you had a relationship with your father, but it wasn't as strong as you would have liked it to be? Is that right?
Yeah, he was never a part of my life, but correct, yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that's it. So it's your father that comes close to me here from the spirit world, bless him there, Rowena.
Okay.
And I know what he wants me to say to you is there, you hold your head up high, okay? Even though that you never got, you never saw each other much or you never got on or whatever, but you hold your head up high because you've got nothing to bow your head about. And, you know, in some way, you're better than that, Rowena, aren't you? You're better than what's going on. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, what's that question that you have for me, Rowena?
Okay. My question is, and it's pretty much when you said my mother's around to give me guidance.
Yeah.
And it's everything that I'm trying to go forward on at this time depends on me getting a business loan with zero down. I'm looking for clear guidance from my angels and my guides on this endeavor. I'm looking to get a business loan.
Okay. Now, I believe I want to say that you that have you prepared your business plan yet?
Yes, I've prepared it, and I'm working with someone right now to finish it up.
Okay, because I want to say that we need to tweak. We need to tweak the business plan. And as you tweak the business plan, I believe then it's going to work into your favor. You know, the best bit of advice I can give you here, not from the spirit but from me, is you send an email to Junie, and Junie will be able to help you because she is in your area. She's probably next door to you or something. You send an email to Mike Davies Tour, Mike Davies Tour at AOL.com. I know that Junie will be happy to help you in every step of the way. And, you know, she's a very business-minded kind of a lady, and I know that can help you in your endeavors and what you're doing. But I feel the minute you start tweaking that business plan, that things will start working out for you for what it's meant to be. Would that involve in opening up a shop or something? There's some kind of... Yes, because I know that there's some kind of shop that needs to be opened up, and I know that, see, you will get there, and it's been some time getting you there up until now, but, you know, keep going, because you will get there. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart. Rowena, you know, I'd love to spend longer with you, but I know that time is taken away. We've got less than 51 minutes left of the show, and, you know, we want to try and get through as many as we can now. But, Rowena, please remember, do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bless your heart. Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, John, let's quickly move on to area code 760 and say 760, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Can we take your
Hello?
Name there, please?
My name is Carlos.
What was it, sorry?
Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay, wonderful. Carlos, I'm going to hand you over to Jonathan, and Jonathan, all over to you.
Hi, Carlos. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Thanks.
Perfect.
So, let me see who I pick up around you, okay? Although you tell me you're good, I think you are and you're not, Carlos. I'm getting a bit mixed energy. I'm getting that, yeah, things are okay, but there's a couple of things that you need to sort out for yourself. I got a lady and a gentleman that come through from the world of spirit. These come through separate. The gentleman comes in behind you on the right-hand side, and the lady comes in on the left-hand side. I place both of them as family connections to you, okay? But they go back.
Okay.
I'm not giving you this as a mum or dad connection. I'm either going like it's a nan or granddad, or even going back a generation past that, like a greater nan and a greater granddad, okay?
My grandparents are both deceased.
Okay. I'm just going to get to bring a bit more information in. Now, talking about your grandparents, this sort of thing that we're doing now, I don't feel it would have been their cup of tea, if you know what I mean by that.
Wait, what?
Sort of, I'm not sure if mediumship and things they would have followed when they were here.
Okay. I'm honestly not too sure, but I think that might be correct.
I get the impression as they come in with their energy, it's their way of telling me that, you know, it would have been their cup of tea whilst they were here anyway, but as me and Mike will know, and many more people out there, when the spirit transcends and goes through the healing process, we have a higher understanding that everything's unconditional again, rather than just the limitations of what we believe logically through the perception that we have here in the lower sense, okay?
Okay.
Did they give me the January month as a very significant month, Carlos? Do you understand this, please? This could be a birthday past anniversary at this moment in time.
January, I started my yoga certification, and it was kind of a big shift to a lot of different projects that I'm doing right now that I feel are going to be really big.
Okay, so it's not the birthday, passing, or anniversary. They just want to talk about the month. And another January month is key because that's the one that they bring in first. Okay, so... you kind of ride along with life.
Right.
I'm getting the energy that you kind of go with the flow.
Definitely, and I'm...
You know,
go ahead.
When at all possible. I'm a very similar guy. Sometimes, doesn't matter how much we go with the flow, some things can sort of hit us and stop us in our tracks or whatever, or make us shake or rumble for a second or anything like that, okay? But more so, you just flow along, okay? You're going to be writing a book. You've got like a book or something to write.
Cutting away.
Oh, sorry, Carlos. I'm still stationary by my computer. They're telling me about a book. It's like a book you should be writing.
Yeah, I'm working on a book idea as well, but it's on the back burner.
Okay. Although it's on the back burner, this is actually going to be more important for you.
Okay.
Okay. As they see it from upstairs. Okay. Now, when it comes around, let's say the business side and the work side, they're giving me an indication that there's three key areas that you're concentrating on at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Healing is so important for you, but as in you doing it to other people.
Right, yeah, yes.
Okay, it's the biggest one that they've brought in, okay?
Yeah.
See, with you heal from your heart.
Right.
It's not just a job. It's everything or nothing.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I'm told you've got a couple of questions.
Well, my aunt just had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And I think she mostly needs just some contact with her parents, which are my grandparents and her biological mom.
Okay, would she go to mediums?
I think she would, yeah.
Okay, now, I'm told there's a lady medium that lives in her local area.
Okay.
That's been a medium or practicing as a medium for at least like 25 years is what they're telling me, okay?
Okay.
And this medium does readings from her home and nowhere else. This is what Spirit is saying.
Okay.
And I feel it's only $50 to go and see this medium. Can you have a look? Can you have a look into that, please?
Yeah, most definitely.
I understand why Spirit would channel that as well, because obviously that's a more very personal and intimate connection that's going to come through a medium, and it will be handled in the physical way rather than on the end of a telephone or the internet or Skype or something like that, okay?
Right.
Obviously, I'm sure you're aware, but please do pass on that anybody in the world of spirit is absolutely fine.
Yeah, of course.
And that's where they're meant to be, because if any soul is meant to be in the physical world, it would be here in the physical world.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm definitely along all of those wavelengths.
Yeah.
I do intuitive work myself, so it's right in line with what I do.
Yeah.
I guess the other question is just I've really been, I feel, getting a lot of messages to go along with a really completely different project that I could have never even dreamed of happening. And I'm just wondering if this is really the path that I should take to get to my goals that I have.
100% yes. And do you know why? Because Spirit are channeling it directly to you.
Okay.
So it's not that it's interfered by anyone else, but what I mean is it's a direct connection, it's a direct channel to yourself.
That makes sense.
You've wholeheartedly got to trust it, and they really keep giving you the signs. This is what I'm saying is this is not just a one-off. This is happening quite a lot.
Right, definitely. Yeah.
And you know it feels good. You're not really questioning it like in a really bad way, thinking, I don't get it. It's more unsurety. Right. You understand?
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
As they come in, totally away. For you, yeah, go for it. But I will say one thing though, you can go a bit like a steam train. You can have these four pots of things around with you. You can be trying to put all your energy to all of them, and then you can burn out.
Right. Yeah.
Just make sure you're doing it freely and flowing along with it. But
okay, that makes sense.
Please write the book, because although you've put the book on the back burner, writing that book, Spirit says, is very, very important.
Okay, I'll definitely start on that again. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just gingerbread.
Oh, you're cutting off again.
Oh, sorry. Spirit, just give me a gingerbread man. I want to leave you with a gingerbread man.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Yes.
All my love and light to you, my friend.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, thank you there, Carlos, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
You have a wonderful day now. Bye now.
Take care.
Okay, let's go to our next piece of music here. Let's press play and enjoy. That one finished properly there, Jonathan.
Yeah, that one did.
Not like the last. I had visions of us having to sing the last bit of Katy Perry. Part of me then. No, let's not do that one. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to area code 505 and say hi, 505. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That's okay. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, my name is Patricia. Excuse me.
Okay, Patricia, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Well, I'm here in the southwest part of the United States, New Mexico.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let me make a start with you there, Patricia, and make a connection to the spirit world and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Yes, and I was hoping to see if I could get a small reading from Jonathan as well. He's doing so fabulous, and I...
isn't he, Jess? You know,
I'm sorry.
Amazing energy, he really does. But yeah. Let me start off, and we'll just go through this as briefly as we can. Excuse me, and then we'll invite Jonathan in to like kind of wrap things up there for you.
That's
now,
okay.
I know that as I'm linking there with you, Patricia, I do feel as if I feel that there's a great deal of sadness within your life at the moment. I feel down. I feel quite deflated in your life. Do you understand of this?
A little bit, yeah. Something has happened and kind of shook me up a little bit.
Yeah, because I know that there's this feeling of down, this feeling of, oh, you know, I don't know if I can continue on, but I know I want to say that, you know, we need to kind of fight through this because you can fight through it, because I know that I've got someone here in the spirit world that tells me that you're able and more capable than what you give yourself credit for, because I know that there's a gentleman in the spirit world that gives me this information. He makes me aware when he passed, he wasn't very old. I believe he's quite young when he passed on to the spirit world. I feel maybe around his late 20s, maybe touching his early 30s. I believe that it was an accident that took him home into the spirit world there very quickly, because I know that he makes me aware that I feel as if I've been thrown around this room here. So I know my body's been hit. So I know that I've been hit by something like a car or a van or a bus or something. Do you understand of this?
That I don't know. I do know of someone who passed in an accident. Accidentally, but
okay.
Not hit.
Okay, but you understand of impact then with them, is that right?
Yeah, there would have been an impact of some sort, yes.
Okay, blessed, because I know that's what I'm feeling, is if it's impact, and I know that my pattern is very quick. Now, I know that this energy is around me at the moment, which is what I want to say is around you at the moment. And I do feel as if I need to say to you that, you know, that we can overcome this little obstacle in my life at the moment. Now, I do feel as if I want to say to you that moving forward, there's a direction that you want to move forward to. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I've made a lot of changes in my life. So, yes, absolutely. I'm
bless
moving forward.
Bless your heart, because I know I want to move forward there with you. I want to go forward with you. I want to do the things that you need to do for yourself, because I'm being told to you that, you know, the minute that we stand still, that's when, for want of a better word, the grass grows beneath your feet, and I don't want no grass growing beneath your feet, because I know that you're such a good energy then, for want of a better word, the Patricia. You've got so much left out there to give. I believe that you need to start giving more of yourself. And pushing yourself forward. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Bless your heart. Jonathan, do you want to come in there quickly, mate?
Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay, I'm going to come in with laughter, because this is what I've got coming through from the world of spirit. This is what I need to pass on to you, honey, okay?
Okay, good.
Some chuckling, some upliftment. We want all that energy coming through to you, okay? You know, this is going to be your year.
Fabulous.
This is the next thing that I'm told. And I've got Lady drawing close from the Wood of Spring. She's so happy that she can come through. She's quite excited, okay? I get mum energy with this lady. But it doesn't have to be your mum. It can be someone mother-like.
Yes.
Okay, now she's marching around. She's in your home quite a lot. Different spirit energy is with us in different places, and she's telling me she tends to be in your home quite a lot with you, okay? You've got a...
Hello, I'm sorry, we broke up.
Sorry, I'm told you've got a lot going on in the September month. Are you already aware of this?
You mean last September or coming September?
The coming September, please.
I have no idea.
Okay. And I think there's a lot going on. There's going to be a lot going on with family, and this is why this lady's coming in giving that message, okay? Possibly there's a little bit of travel that month as well, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I was getting some interference there on the line. Granddad would come through from the world of spirit as well, okay? And he's quite a happy, jolly soul.
Yes.
He'd come in to smile on your face. Okay.
Okay.
Who likes kippers?
Capers?
Kippers. Kippers. It's a fish.
Oh, you mean the little green capers, the little herbs?
No, sorry. Kippers. K-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Yeah, the capers, the sea, from the sea. I have a bottle of capers.
Yeah, no. I'm saying kippers, not capers.
Keepers?
Mike, help me out. Kippers.
Yeah, kippers. What Jonathan is saying there, Patricia. Kippers. You know, I think they're fish, aren't they, Jonathan?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we're still getting some laughter anyway. We're just coming in on a link. I wanted to link it in with somebody.
Okay.
I asked him to change the energy and come in a different way. So, I tell you not to worry about your physical health.
Not to worry about it?
No, not to be worried about it.
Okay.
Okay, so they're giving you the don't worry about yourself kind of thing. You're okay, and spirit are looking after you from upstairs. I'd really love. They want to pass through me more music for you. Music's something you like, and I don't think you get enough of it.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of music lately.
Yeah, but I want to give you more of it. I want to give you more uplifting stuff, okay?
Okay.
Now, the lady in the world of spirit showed me a diamond ring. You should understand a diamond ring.
I'm sorry?
You shouldn't. The lady from the world of spirit showed me a diamond ring. You should understand. You should understand the lady who had a diamond ring.
I have no idea. I don't wear jewelry.
Okay. No. I'm saying it's with the lady in the world of spirit.
Okay. Have no idea. Don't know about that.
Do you understand also, please, a friend connection passing in the last 3 years?
No.
I've got somebody coming through from the world of spirit. They've not been there long, and the last 3 years was there with a passing. If it's not a friend and it's a family member, it would have to be somebody like a good friend that's a family member. But they're very adamant that they passed within the last 3 years.
Okay, yeah, there's been quite a bit of family members, like not close family members, but within the family that have passed.
Right. Was somebody quite severe sick, and I mean quite sick all over their body?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because they've just really brought that energy coming, okay. And I also want to link in the November month being very significant. This could be birthday, passing, or anniversary with yourself or the person coming through from the world of spirit.
The only thing I can think of is my dad's birthday, but that's about the only thing.
Okay. Dad in spirit?
No, he's alive.
No, dad's here, okay. But you'd understand, when I'm talking about the last 3 years, you'd understand the gentleman passing within the last 3 years who connects in with your dad is the gentleman that's coming through from the world of spirit.
Somebody connected to my dad, no, but a couple brother-in-laws have passed.
But they still connect in with dad through family. Even if they're brother-in-laws. Yeah. That's where I'm putting the connection. just going to, do you want to go to France?
Oh, I would love to go to France.
Okay, because I feel that they're telling me this is something that's going to come in your future, and you're going to be going there, and they're showing me the Eiffel Tower and all that sort of stuff, okay? But this isn't this year. You've at least 2 more years before this is happening, okay?
Okay.
I also want to be telling you to be, I'm not saying that you don't do anybody, but I'm, there's things like that.
What's that? You broke up.
Sorry, I'm spirit of telling me that I see you going out and doing more exercise and things.
Yes, yes, I walk a lot.
Yeah, but I see you doing more of it. I feel there's a lot of energy focusing on you now and making yourself feel fabulous.
Yes.
Not to say that you're not fabulous, but just it's more energy coming in that way, okay? Because the last couple of years have took a bit of a toll on you.
Yes.
But certain things have happened now which can change that.
Yes.
As in your life's a bit more free. Without
yes.
other things going on around you, okay? They just want to bring through some birthday cake for the birthday that's just been.
Hmm. Okay.
Someone's had a birthday very recently.
Okay, I have a big family, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Very specifically for the month of March. You'd be going back for the March month to fit that in.
Okay.
Now, I know you spoke to my question, because I feel they're telling me you still have something to ask.
Yeah, just one specific question. Something's been bothering me. I just want to make sure I'm going to be fine with my taxes and health care this year. I don't know why that came up, but it just is just bothering me.
Okay, I'm going to come straight in with health.
What's that?
The health care is not a problem. I don't know if you can hear me very well. I'm saying that they're saying straight away that there's no problem with the health care.
Okay.
Okay. The taxes, however, they're not wrong, but there's going to be an adjustment with them. Okay.
Okay, there's not going to be any problems with the...
No, not a problem, but they are saying that there's going to be an adjustment with them.
Okay, with the forms and things like that?
Yeah. So hopefully
and
that puts your mind at ease, honey.
Yes, because I don't want to be in any type of error or anything like that.
No,
Hello?
So that's I say you've got things in order.
Yes, I'm trying to put everything in order,
in
good order.
Yeah. So that's wonderful.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
That puts my mind at ease. Yes, good. And you are correct. I've been looking for more freedom in my life. I've been through a lot.
And you know, we all go through a lot in our life, and sometimes we have the ups, other times we have the downs, but it makes us as the people, as the spirits, and, you know, from every down has to come an up.
Yes. And so spirit is helping me on the other side to get everything in order and protect me with all my, everything that I have to do.
Yes, very, very much so. And again, I really want to reiterate that they're saying no worries around the health side of things.
Okay.
Okay? Because you have had some concerns going back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, my concern is getting health care because we're now liable to everyone has to have health care. And so I'm in the process of getting that. And I just didn't want there to be any type of any setbacks in that area.
Yeah. No, I get it. We'll all be fine.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
perfect.
Okay, honey, you're welcome. I leave you lots of love and light.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate your
Bless
reading.
You.
And thank you very much, Mike.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling in. And remember, Patricia, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives for FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Many, many, many blessings to you. Thank you.
Take care, honey.
Bye now.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jonathan, we're going to go to the last song of the evening. So put your feet up and enjoy this one.
Okay, we'll do, Mike.
So here we stand in our secret place, where the sound of the crowd is so far away. You take my hand and it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say, I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. So let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times. I'll always look back as I walk away.
Caught me singing to that one then, Jonathan, you really did.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody that's listening in that's kind of requested that one tonight. Westlife, Queen of My Heart. Isn't it nice?
It is nice. I don't think I've heard that one for a while, Mike.
It's been a long time, Jonathan, since I've heard it, you know, and I remember recording that one myself. Not that I profess to be any singer, far from the word, but, you know, in Studio One, we can do things like this, you know, and it was just the other day, me and my daughter, she said to me, Dad, do you fancy jamming tonight? 13 she is, Jonathan, and she showed me up rotten because she's got a one amazing voice on her. She really has. You're breaking up again there, Jonathan.
I showed you how to jam.
And again.
I said, so she showed you how to jam.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Showed her dad right out to jam, you know, but I kind of recorded it. Jonathan, I'm going to keep it. And I'll show it to you when we actually meet in May, isn't it?
I believe it is, Mike, yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to that. So Jonathan, tell us where you're going to be in Spain.
I'm going to be at the Salon Varieties Theatre Fuengirola on Saturday the 3rd, and I believe it's also maybe Sunday the 4th of May. I'm doing a psychic supper at Melomada, and I'm available for private readings and consultations. I do have a Spanish mobile number for anybody out there in Spain already. That number is 602-547-907, and if you're calling from UK or out of Spain, I believe it's 0034 international dialing code.
Okay, perfect.
Cool.
And where to an island are you going to be?
Ireland's just a quick one back down to Tipperary, County Thurles. I'm going to be based around there, and I'm going down to Kenmare again, which is the southwest coast side of the island. And that's start of June.
Okay, and do you have a number you can give people there?
I do have an Irish mobile number. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Okay.
Ask me next show.
The next show. We'll definitely find out on the next show of that mobile number that you'll need to get a hold of Jonathan if you are listening in Ireland. And I know that we do have quite a few Irish listeners. So, you know, I want to welcome everybody from all over the world that's listening, you know, even from Netherlands, over Norway and Ireland and Scotland. And we have people in, obviously, England and all over the world, you know, America, you need to send an email to Mike Davis Tour USA. No, I've said it all wrong again. Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. Send an email there. Send it straight away, because then you'll find out where I'm going to be come July when I do my short little tour of America. Because I know a part of that tour will also involve me going down to West Palm Beach. I was there at the end of 2012, an amazing experience, Jonathan, it really was. Send an email to Mike Davis, Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. Simple as that, Jonathan. Why do I keep getting it wrong? Why do I keep getting the address wrong?
Why do you think you keep it wrong?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, you do, Mike.
Well, all I need to do is to remember Mike Davis Tour.
Yeah.
At AOL.com. It's simple, isn't it?
Just one more time. Mike Davis
Tour at AOL.com.
We'll go one last time. People understand a repetition of three. Go on, really give it.
Mike Davis Tour at AOL.com. I've got it down to a fine art this time.
You've got it down to a fine art. Right, okay. Can I, there's something I'd like to read as a kind of general message to go out to everybody, if that's okay, Mike. It's just a quote. Because as I'm sure you know, Mike, you'll take so many callers, but we can't get through all of them.
No, we're not going to be able to, no.
And it's always good to give a message. Now, I could have channeled something, but Spirit didn't tell me I had to channel a great message, and I'm sure, similarly, you could have. I'm actually going to read the quote that's on my email signature, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm sure a lot of people will be familiar with, okay? So, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are all born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not us, it's in everyone. And as we shine, we are conscious of other people. As we are liberated from our presence, automatically liberates others.
Okay, we seem to be losing you there, Jonathan, with the connection, I think.
Okay. It was Our Deep by Nelson Mandela. Other people would know it by Marianne Williamson.
Okay, we seem to be losing you there, Jonathan. I don't know if your connection has dropped there or some reason, I don't know, but we seem to be losing you a bit there. Are you back with us now there, Jonathan?
Have you got me?
Now we have, yes.
Okay.
Let's do that quote one more time.
All right, we will do, yeah. Let's try not to get the interference. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light and not our darkness that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Do you hear all that, Mike?
Yes, we did. That's absolutely beautiful. It really is, you know, and very, very powerful words there, aren't they?
They are, Mike, indeed. And they're a great message to everybody out there.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that all the people who are still on the phone lines can take something from that. And thank you, Jonathan, for sharing that. Let's just take one last call. We've got 7 minutes left of the show. Let's bring on this Skype caller. I believe it's Sarah. Sarah, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you loud and clear there, Sarah. I know I worked with you last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Okay, Jonathan, do you want to just a quick one there?
Yeah, sure thing. Hi, Sarah, how you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Jolly good. Okay, straight off with my connection, you've had a better week since your calling in last weekend.
A little bit more controlled, if anything else. A little bit more, things are slipping into place a little bit more.
Yeah, that's good. And that's not all just off the back end of having a message. And obviously you had a wonderful message from Mike. But, you know, when we're emotionally affected, it does affect our whole world around us. You know, and you took a piece of healing last weekend, and already that's being reflected with yourself and from upstairs, okay? I feel there's a bit more concentration with work for you right now.
I'm not working at the moment. I'm currently unemployed. So at the minute, instead of going for the next job that comes, I'm going for something a bit more long-term.
Yeah, and this is actually the better pathway for you, I feel, okay? However, I do feel they're saying that there's a bit of kind of, you know, maybe some part-time work or something on the side or something like that to give you a bit of income at the same time. Something small would just help give you a bit of sort of bread and butter money.
Yeah.
okay, and also put a smile on your face possibly as well. And that's not to say that you don't smile, but it's always good when you got a bob or two in your pocket.
Oh, God, yes. Well, okay. Yeah, I do. I'm a therapist part-time. I've kind of put that on hold because of other things, but, okay. Yeah, it's possibly going to be something I'm doing.
Okay, well, you're a lot better now than what you were 3 months ago.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, but I'm talking about you, so why not start the therapy again?
Really at the moment I've got a lot of little mini things that have kind of pulled it back a little bit, but now I'm finding the time to do it now, so I'm probably looking at that way at the minute.
This is why they're telling me this is a good time to be taking up the therapy again.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of people actually now not asking for it, but saying, look, we know people who could use the therapy or different ways I can go forward instead of the way I did it before, so.
Yeah. Okay, it's good. It's better energy for you. Happy with who's coming through and the things that you're being told. So keep going. June is a very changing month for you. I'm going to give you the month after next month, and I'm really going to feel like a breath of fresh air that, you know, you're doing a bit more work. The thing that you're talking about, the long-term work, the September month is very significant with that, okay?
Yeah, it is. There's something I've got planned there.
Yeah. There's an element of training coming in with that as well.
Training?
It's either further learning or training Spirit are giving me with that.
Yeah, I'm a holistic therapist myself.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking to do is possibly go and do a second language to take my training abroad.
Okay, good. And I really take that over the next 3 years, going to the 2018 year, that becoming very fruitful for you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to go to some hot countries and you're going to love it.
Yeah, there's a place I've been going for nearly 30 years. My friend's over there and everything. I go every year, but now I'm thinking, look, I love it so much, why don't I enjoy it and do my job at the same time? So.
Yeah, they're showing me it's hot, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Go for it all, honey, it all sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Okay, jolly good. And I just want to give you some jelly babies.
Jelly babies?
Yeah, the sweets.
Oh, God. No. Yeah, I think I know what they mean.
Yeah, okay. Just put a smile on your face. I'm really happy about that, especially the little green ones, all right? I'm just going to leave you there with those. I'll leave you love and light from everyone who's around you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, cheers, honey.
Okay, thank you there, for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. You too, Mike. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jonathan, we are almost at the end of the show. I can't believe that it's gone so quick yet again. we've literally got a minute left of the show. Jonathan, how can people get a hold of you?
Obviously, books, the two accounts.
Okay, Jonathan, we seem to be losing you again there, mate.
Okay, people wanting to contact me in the UK, 07940504188, brown-medium.co.uk, and it's Jonathan Bridge.
Okay, we seem to be losing you again there, Jonathan. I don't think your connection is the greatest. It's Jonathan-Brown on Facebook, isn't it?
Jonathan. But Mike.
Okay, try again, Jonathan.
Jonathan Brown, Spiritualist Medium.
Jonathan Brown, Spiritualist Medium on Facebook. That's where you're going to find Jonathan. Jonathan, I know that your connection is dropping a little bit, which is fine. That's cool. Jonathan Brown, Spiritual Medium on Facebook. Adam is your friend. Follow Jonathan. He does put some amazing posts on, and what an amazing worker he is for the spirit world. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium. There is two pages because there's one club with people, but we do have two pages. You can come and follow me. on my tour in America and the Mike Davis tour at AOL.com. For me, it's all that's left for me to say is good night, good day, wherever you are.
God bless.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.